After the Great Recession, Americans are still using coupons, especially paper coupons. Are you one? There's a chance you are. I'm John Wardock. There's a new survey from creditcards.com, and we'll talk to someone from there right ahead.
You're listening to Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Money news you need to know.
Joining us from Austin, Texas is Matt Schultz. He is an analyst at creditcards.com. So, Matt, tell me about paper coupons. I cannot believe people are still, I guess, getting out the scissors and cutting them out of the paper or wherever.
Yeah, we were pretty surprised by the numbers we saw, too. About two-thirds of American credit and debit card holders who use coupons say they most frequently present coupons from newspapers, mailings, and other paper products. So it just means that people are doing it the same way they have for decades, despite all of the new digital and electronic options that are out there.
Why does that surprise you in this digital age? I guess people are still looking to save money, but it's maybe the easiest thing to do rather than get on your phone and print them out that way or download them or something.
Well, I think a lot of it just has to do with habit. I mean, we've been clipping coupons from the Sunday paper and taking them from the mailbox for decades, and Americans tend to be creatures of habit, and that can be a pretty hard habit to break, even when you have lots of other options out there, including coupons coming from credit cards.
Is there any distinction here when it comes to age? What did you find when it came to older generations versus younger generations?
Well, what we found is that generally paper coupon usage decreases with income and increases with age, which probably isn't too surprising. But we found that even 18 to 24-year-olds, the millennials, are using paper coupons about twice as much as they use any other method. And that is a little surprising.
And what about income? Are we finding any distinctions there?
Yeah, we saw that that paper coupon usage decreases with income. And really, overall, the poorest and the youngest among us were the most likely to say they never used coupons, period. And that means that they're really missing out on an opportunity to save themselves some money.
Let me ask you, why is creditcards.com interested in paper coupons? Were you all sitting around in the lunchroom one day and you said, let's look into this?
Well, there's been a trend in the credit card business lately to link coupons and discounts directly to credit cards. They're called card-linked offers. And essentially what you do is you opt in for a deal on a credit card issuer's website. Then when you make a purchase, the deal is automatically applied. So no paper coupons, no QR codes, no muss, no fuss. And given that trend, we wanted to take a look at coupon usage overall.
I consider myself a digital guy, and I must confess, I will confess right now that yes, if I do see a coupon, if I'm reading the paper or if I get it via snail mail, I do tuck it away. I feel like I'm putting money in my pocket potentially that could be used to get maybe a extra large drink at a well-known coffee shop or something.
Yeah, and it is really a habit thing. It's just what we've done for many years. But I know that a lot of retailers and a lot of banks and a lot of credit card issuers see the convergence of coupons and mobile payments as a real possible sea change in how people shop and how people use these coupons, and also a really good way to engender some loyalty from customers. So I think we're going to see a whole lot more of it.
He's Matt Schultz from creditcards.com joining us with a new survey out looking at how Mr. and Mrs. America, you are still using paper coupons. At least many of you are. Matt, thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me.
Got something to say? Continue the conversation on Twitter at WSJ Podcasts or email podcasts@dowjones.com. Thank you for listening. And tell a friend about us.